You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, we're talking about birthdays tonight. We're talking about the way we handle our birthday. Because I think that the way we handle our birthday is as important as the month and day that we are born. You know, I think it's interesting when people talk about birthdays. There's this book called The Birthday Book. And you can read about every single birthday, and there's like 2 or 3 page long information. And everybody loves to read about themselves. It's a part of life. I mean, we all like to read about ourselves, or we all like to read about our significant other, or specifically somebody that we have the hots for. Oh, is that person, are we connected? Are our birthdays starstruck? You know, and it's funny how a lot of times we look into that and you read the connections within the birthday and your birthday and the person's birthday you have the hots for, and it's always some sort of conundrum, some sort of awful connection. I mean, like, the worst. The worst. You go, oh my God, I mean, this is awful. This is awful. But you know, more important than the actual day, month, and year, more important with that is how do we actually handle when we're having a birthday? How do we personally handle getting another year older? And, you know, tonight I'm going to be talking about the ways we handle our birthday and how that can correlate with where we are in our life and how we're dealing with it. As well as later on in the hours, we're going to talk about aging and birthdays and how there's an inherent correlation. And how a lot of times the way we deal with birthdays is the way we deal with the aging process. And how to deal with aging properly and gracefully, and how to feel young forever. So let's begin talking about the concept of how we handle up on our birthday. Because I think that's inherently important right now, because you know what? Today, you know what tonight happens to be? You know what happens to be tonight? You know what tonight is? Tonight is 6-6. Tonight is my birthday. And so I decided that we should do a show on birthdays. Because, you know, how do people celebrate their birthday? What do they do about their birthday? How do they handle it? And I think that the way that we handle our birthday speaks volumes to where we are in our current life situation. You know, whether we choose to sweep it under the rug, whether we choose to ignore it, or we choose to celebrate with a small, close group of friends, or celebrate with hundreds of our closest friends, we either make a big, huge deal about it, or we don't talk about it at all. It speaks volumes to the way that we're living our life and how we feel about it. Think about it. Because I know that a lot of times the way that we see birthdays is kind of like a milestone. At least for me it is. And let me tell you a little bit about my philosophy. It's my philosophy. You know, my philosophy about birthdays, this has been something... The aging process and birthdays has been a sore issue with me. This has been one of those things that I would see certain clients for. And this is something that I've been actually personally dealing with in my own life for years. And I believe that the reason for it, and I know that the reason for it, is that I see a birthday as a significant milestone. And I know that some of us look at, like, okay, the beginning of the year, January 1, or December 31st, New Year's Eve, or Christmas. There's certain different times of the year that we see as milestones, perhaps. You know, and I think that these things are important. And I see a birthday sort of the same way, because it's like, you know, it's been a year. You know, it's been a year. And I'm not talking about the people that celebrate two birthdays, but we're just talking about the ones that celebrate one. It's been one solid year. Another year that you've been on this earth. Another year that you've been living and working and creating and doing, and for some of us suffering, for some of us having the time of our lives, for some of us working so hard we have very little time for anything else, for some of us not working at all, for some of us who want to work that can't find a job, for others that don't want to work, for us that literally there's so many options. But a birthday to me is a milestone that I look back and see what went down the last year. And I think a lot of times I get scared because it's another year gone. Like, how come? How is it that already I'm supposed to be celebrating another birthday. And I understand how people say, well, you know, it's better. It's a better day. You're above ground. You're 6 feet up. You should celebrate. And I got you. I got you. I agree with that. But I think I read a little more into it. And maybe this is where I go wrong. Is that I sit there and I think, okay, last year at the same time, where was I? Okay. I'm starting to think about it. I had moved into my new off campus away from all the studios, but have my own office where I see my clients. And I have a studio now in the back, and I'm actually redoing it too soon with a set designer. We're going to actually launch a TV show concept, as well as Ashley's new show, my new show, Ashley's Best, that'll start airing on the show, which is cool because I'll be talking about authentic lifestyle and people that provide services and products and companies that inherently help people, help us, right? To live authentically, to live truthfully, to live a healthy, happy life. Because I think that's important. Because I think that when companies address this, we need to put them in the spotlight. When individuals have a technique or a service or whatever that they provide that provides us with a better quality of life, I think we need to spotlight it. So eventually we're coming out with Ashley's Best, and that should launch here before the fall. But I think about it. So I moved into my studio and my office and moved in. And that was, I previously moved from a previous office and studio. And that was at the in the middle of April of last year. And so that was a big change, you know. And I'm looking at myself right now, and I think I'm looking at my work situation, and I'm looking at my financial situation, and I'm looking at my friends and my family situation. And I'm taking an honest, you know, look at what I've achieved. And, you know, I'll give you a little glimpse into my life because I think that everybody needs to know exactly where I'm coming from. Because I think that you're going to be able to see a little bit of you in me, because I think a lot of our listeners, a lot of my listeners are high achievers that kind of don't give themselves enough credit for what they do. And I don't do that because it's like, I don't want to sit there and like go, yay, and celebrate and celebrate and celebrate at the finish line where I'm, you know, I got the champagne bottles and I'm shooting the champagne out of the bottle and I'm going crazy and I'm throwing it up in the air. No, I don't do that. When I hit the finish line from something that I achieve, a next goal, it's like I kind of wipe the sweat from my brow. You know, I might take a little sip of a Kettle One, club soda with a lime, and I move on. And I try to figure out next, what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next, because I feel like I'm trying to catch up. You know, I didn't start in this industry like Tiger Woods at like 5 or 6 or 4 or 3, you know, and you sit there and you look back and you go, man, I wish I would have known or I would have been directed into my specific talent and my specific purpose. And now I kind of understand that that's life. But a lot of times we have to go through, we always have to go through life's challenges. And sometimes those challenges can offer us a different perspective and allow us to communicate with other people. I mean, I understand people from all areas of life because I've been there. You know, I've been there and I understand it. And frankly, a lot of people get up there and preach to people, and that's how it feels, because they're talking from a perspective of the unknown. They don't understand what these people are going through. They don't understand what drama and stress and strain some people have gone through because they never experienced it. And for them, I'm glad that they've never had to experience it. But if I'm an individual going through stress and strain and a big change in my life, I'm going to want to talk to somebody that's been there. Okay? Because I think that's inherently important. Because otherwise, the person doesn't really get you and doesn't really, truly understand where you're coming from. So, you know, in your birthdays, you know, like my birthday is tonight, and I'm celebrating it up here at the station. Yay! And I love it. And I'm glad to be doing it because I'm doing what I love. But on the other hand, I realize that the reason why I didn't pre-record a show is because I'm still dealing with feeling like I'm behind the eight ball. And I know that a lot of people listening tonight, I know that you know where I'm coming from of feeling like you're behind the eight ball. When you feel like maybe you're not at the level that you wanted to be at this age, at this time in your life. And maybe you start comparing yourself to other people and going, man, if I could just be at that level, if I could just be there, if I could just be there, life would be so much easier and so much better, and I would feel a lot better about where I'm at. And I think that's interesting because a lot of times when we compare ourselves to other people, we're doing ourselves a disservice. We're always doing ourselves a disservice because we have no idea of what we're comparing. We just don't. We compare what we see or what we think is going on, contrary to the fact of realizing that a lot of times we have it better than we think. But yes, again, we don't gloat. We're not the gloaters. We're not the people to sit out there and throw the champagne out and spray it all over everybody. And, you know, take the Gatorade thing and throw it on whoever, you know, act like they're our coach or something. You know, instead, we're over there thinking about the next step. What's the next thing that needs to be done? What's the next step? What's the next cog in the wheel? What's the next place I need to be at? And we're making it happen. And because we're doing that, we're not really celebrating our life right now. And I have to sit back and wonder, am I doing myself a disservice? Because yes, I agree that continuing to better myself and continuing to be better and to do good is awesome. But am I being responsible to my happiness? Stay tuned. We got more to come. We're going to be talking more about birthdays, aging, and the birthday correlation, as well as how do we handle it? How do we deal with feeling like we're behind the eight ball? And are we supposed to be celebrating or are we not? Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, more important than our actual physical birthday is the way we handle our upcoming birthday. Like how we handle the birthday, how we handle that specific day is really important. And tonight, for everybody that's listening, is my birthday. It's my birthday. And I decided to take tonight's show and discuss birthdays, to discuss how we handle them. How the way we actually handle our birthday says a lot about how we feel about our life. Later on, I'll be talking about aging and the birthday correlation and how we can actually get a good grip on things and how we can handle our aging process and age gracefully. So, you know, right before the break, I was talking about feeling like you're behind the eight ball. And I know a lot of people out there feel that same way as I do sometimes, where I would like to just be at a different milestone in my life. Like, because I see my birthdays, a little bit about me, I see my birthdays as a milestone because it's a year, right? It identifies the fact that you have gone one more year. A solid year, 365 days. And I think that when I think about birthdays, I say, what did I do in the last 365 days? What was so doggone important? What did I create? What do I have to offer? What have I done to better my life? What have I done better yet to better the lives of others, which is something I don't always take into content. And I don't always take into context and I don't always think about it. Why? I don't know, because that's interesting because I'm downplaying myself on that one. Think about it. You do it too. And so, you know, what have I done for others? How have I bettered this world? How have I bettered society? That kind of sort of thing. So I take stock. And I think sometimes immediately when it comes to my life, and I'm doing a little bit of therapy on myself tonight on the show, I think you can probably tell. When it comes to my life, a lot of times I measure my life financially. And that does me a clear disservice. And it does that to me because I think that you can relate in the fact that you have some friends or some coworkers or some acquaintances that seem to have everything. They have absolutely everything, at least from the outside. They have the best of cars, the biggest homes, several homes, penthouses, what have you. And you're not upset about it, and you don't want what they have. But at the same time, you think about your life. While I'm here, another milestone is here at my door. Knock, knock, knock. Here it is. 6-6, Ashley, 6-6, 2015. Woo! Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to be alive, and I'm happy to be here, but when I'm comparing myself to other people on other levels sometimes, it makes me feel like it's not a great milestone. I think if I was to look at my birthday and realize that maybe I need to think about it in the terms of what have I helped other people do? How far have I gone? What have I achieved? What are the lessons I've learned? Who are the people I've met? What is the love that I've created? You know, how have I bettered the world? What have I contributed? And, you know, when I think about what I've contributed, it brings a smile on my face. But I don't think about that often. And I think all of us have a tendency of putting the big things that we do off to the side and staring down a few profit loss statements and stressing out. I mean, in the last few weeks, I can't tell you how many times I've kind of woken up in the stress about finances. And that's normal. And I think a lot of us do that. We have ourselves maybe stretched a little bit, making payments here and there on everything, you know, still have credit cards and all those bills paid and having to pay those down. And it stresses you out because you go, I would have thought financially I could have been somewhere else by now. And that creates a gap in the love for celebrating the birthday. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I think it does because, you know, I put a lot of stock into the 365 days in between the birthday. And because I put so much stock on that, I tend to handle my birthday differently. I mean, I have friends that have huge blowout parties. I have friends that have very small, intimate dinner parties. You know, I've had the big blowout parties, and I definitely used to have those parties all the time, and I'm definitely thinking about employing it again. But I have to keep going back to the fact that I feel like I haven't gotten to the stage of life that I want to be. And, you know, I feel good about what I've done, but I come from that perspective of feeling like, what's the next thing I have to do? What's the next thing I need to do? And so when you run a race, and let's just say that you run a race and you get a medal, you get to the finish line, you get the medal, you come in, you get first place, whatever. I pat myself on the back. I'll put the medal on for a second. You know, just an example. I'll put the medal on for a second. You know, I'll head home. I'll take the medal off. I'll tack it on the wall. And I'm out again. And I don't take time to celebrate things. And I don't take time to really pat myself on the back and go, hey, Ashley, you did a really good job. And I'm proud of you. You know, a lot of times I just walk on past that. I don't celebrate myself. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's like the only times I do is when you kind of let yourself go and you had a couple to drink and you're sitting at the house and you start kind of thinking about where you've gone from A to point B and how far you've gone. But it's like a dwindling, like it's just like phase out. It's quickly in, the thought is quickly into your mind and the thought is quickly out of your mind as quick as it came in. And I wonder if that's helpful in the way that it doesn't keep you seated and basically hanging out on your laurels, not taking care of things. And I think to a degree that helps with that. But is it the right thing for us to do? I mean, I think it comes a time when we should celebrate ourselves. I think it comes a time that we should be happy for ourselves. But how much is too much? And then how much power are we really putting into the birthday? How much power do we put into that day? And as a woman, I've always kind of had an issue with aging. And we'll talk more about that later on. But, you know, I've always had that issue with aging. You know, like, oh, God, not another year. Oh, God. And it's like sometimes around my birthday, it's like the last thing I want to do is get on the phone with friends of mine because they're always so quick to tell you about your day and, you know, how old you are. And even if they're younger, they're going to be like, or older even, younger or older. Yeah, you know, you're 3 years younger than me. And so that makes you da 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 da. And that makes you da da da. How does it feel? And you're like, I don't want to think about that. If I wanted to think about that, I would have called you up and said, let's talk about my age. I don't want to think about that. And why I don't want to think about age is because I don't want to put any boundaries in my head about what I can and can't do. I don't want to sit there and say, oh, well, crap. I'm at XYZ age and I'm too old for this. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm too old. The only times I ever really feel like I'm older is when you're surrounded, and I like to call them children, when you're surrounded by children who like to tell you about how young they are and how they've never heard of the band that you're talking about. I mean, I'll tell you one thing about me as a kid. When I was younger, I always hung out with an older, cool crowd. And the one thing I didn't ever do, I always made sure to just say, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I didn't ever go, oh, nope, don't know who that is. I was too young. I wasn't born yet. No. I mean, you go back and Google it. You go back and you figure out who it is. But nowadays, you got some of these kiddos, oh, well, I wasn't born yet. And you're like, oh, geez. Oh, gosh. Yeah, how old are you? You're 15 years younger. Oh, yeah, that's about right. 19, 20, 20. You got the whole world right there. Palm of your hand. And I think that's another reason why a lot of us handle our birthdays different. It was one thing, right, when we were like right out of high school or in college. And I don't know, like I'm starting to think about it, though. I always had an issue with birthdays. And I think a lot of it goes back to my health as a kid and on through my whole life, as I never really knew what was going to happen next. And I think a lot of that goes back to why birthdays are kind of scary in a way. Or I took every day as a birthday. And maybe that might be a way that we should look at it, is that every day is a new day. Every day is a birthday. And we don't have to worry about celebrating that one day. And I think also birthdays cause stress for people because they're figuring out what they're going to do, who they're going to invite, who's going to come over, what's going to happen, how many people are they going to invite, how much money are they going to spend, what are they going to do. And I think that right there is something that overwhelms people because people get stressed out and scared. What am I going to do for my birthday? This is a big thing. This is one time in a year. I got to do it right. Better make the right choices. And so there's all this stress on it. It feels like you're going back to prom. It feels like you're back in high school, back at prom, going, oh my gosh, am I wearing the right outfit? How do my bangs look? Oh no, am I dressed? Is it okay? Oh goodness, oh gracious, oh gosh. And it's just overwhelming. And I think if we started thinking that we can celebrate our birthdays more than one time a year, might actually open up some more avenues. So stay tuned. When we return, we'll be talking more about how we handle our birthdays, as well as the aging and birthdays and how they have the inherent correlation and how for some of us, the aging process can scare the bejesus out of us. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. For everybody listening tonight, this is my birthday. This is my birthday night, and I'm spending it with my amazing listeners. And the reason why I'm spending it with you is because I love you, and I want to talk tonight about birthdays because I think it's important. And I'm not going to sit there and talk about astrology and the day that you were born and what that says about you and if that makes you a happy person or a loving person or not a good person or more of a parent person or a better lover or a better child, whatever. We're not going to go there right now. Because I think that there's a lot of astrology books out there that can point to all kinds of stuff for you. But what we're talking about tonight is even more important than just the actual day that we're born. It's about how we handle our birthdays. And I think for some of us, it can be a very touchy subject. And I've been on both sides of the coin. I remember like seeing pictures of me as a kid and having Barbie birthdays. Barbie birthdays and having the Barbie cake and all that good stuff. Let's go back on memory lane right now. Some of the guys out there had G.I. Joe, or some of the girls out there had My Little Ponies birthday. The Muppets. Muppets. Ooh, the Muppets. I like that. Probably kids nowadays are having like little Sheldon birthdays, you know. That's awesome. From Big Bang Theory. You know, and I think it's interesting if you look back at some of those pictures, and you know, there's always a picture of someone crying, and there's always a picture of spilled punch. And there's always pictures of blowing out the candles, whether or not you did or not. And there were pictures of your friends side to side, and some of them you remember, and some of them you have no clue, depending on how young you were in these pictures. And as the years go by, you have parties. Most of the time, it's because your parents make you have a party. Some of us always wanted to have a party. And then you get to a point where you start reflecting on life. And I think that a lot of times, the way that we feel about our life's current situation, whether good or bad or indifferent, is how we deal with our birthday. I think it's interesting. I think there's a little bit of correlation to other milestones. For example, New Year's Eve. A lot of times the direct correlation between how you deal with your birthday and how you deal with New Year's Eve is fascinating. You know why? Because it's a milestone. Like New Year's Eve is the end of a year, the creation of a new year. Your birthday is the end of a year in the creation of a new year. And I think because of those perspectives, because of those correlations, it impacts us on the way that we handle our birthday, and even more so if we're celebrating it or if we're just kind of sweeping it under the rug. And I look at those times, and it's like even this last New Year's Eve, I had a good time, but I didn't really go that much out of my way as far as going crazy. I woke up feeling great. I didn't overdo it. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And my birthday now, tonight, I haven't started to do anything. I mean, I'm here at the show, and I'm having a great show, and I'm liking this show because I think that it's going to connect with you, and I think it connects with you because you get it. And I feel like some of us feel like we're behind the eight ball, or some of us feel like we could have been more successful. But we have to sit there and define more success. Is it more success on a mental, on a spiritual, on a physical, or in a monetary way? And I think that my issue is the monetary, because I feel like I wish I could provide more. I wish I could make more money. And I wish I could provide more. And I feel behind the eight ball on that. I feel like I should be at a different level according to my age. As far as spiritual, I feel very good. I mean, you could always do better, but I feel pretty good. I'm definitely going to pass the class on spirituality. At least right now. I'm not being a jerk, just being straight up on that. You know, about mental activities, about pushing myself, I feel good about that. I feel good about certain successes, but however, it seems like the few things that we don't seem to have a good, I don't know, we don't have a hand on it. Those things seem to, like, I think, create stress in our mind when it comes to trying to figure out how to celebrate our birthday, because it becomes this conundrum. I have this in my life, and it's not going the way I want it to go. And I work at it, and I work at it, and I work at it, but it's still not there. Flip side, my birthday's coming up. How am I supposed to celebrate it? Back to the other side. I still haven't gotten this taken care of in my life. It's still here. It's still on the back burner. What do I do? Oh, well, I'm supposed to get streamers and invite people to a party. What do I do about that? It makes no sense. And, you know, it's, like, interesting because I feel like that's a lot of the reason why we choose to celebrate or not. You know, it's almost like the idea of going on vacation. You choose a vacation, and for some of us, some of the vacations can be very fun. But when finances are tight, we choose a vacation, and it's almost like we dread it all the way up to it. Oh, gosh, I could really be at work, you know, for those days that I'm going to be off. I could really be making some extra money if I hadn't gone out of town. All the things that I could have done, all the work that I could have finished. I mean, and I think that if we continue to think that way, we might not do anything. I mean, I have a tendency of falling into that category where, you know, if my husband didn't say, hey, come on, I don't think I'd go out of town. And I mean, what good does that do? And I'm wondering how much celebration is really needed, how much R&R is needed in our life to show ourselves that we honestly appreciate ourselves. How much? I mean, are you supposed to have a big bash? Are you supposed to go crazy no matter what? I mean, I always measured the New Year's and the birthday very similar. It's interesting because I remember one year I was having one of those not so good years. And I think you can relate. And I was younger and I was having one of those not so good years, but you know what? I decided to party hardy on New Year's Eve. And I remember waking up the next day, and sure, I had fun, sure. But I remember waking up, and I wonder, I go, what was I celebrating? What was I celebrating? Was I celebrating, like, my non-success? Was I celebrating screwing up for half that year? Was I celebrating doing this? Was I celebrating doing that? And that's when I went, you know what? I'm not celebrating another New Year's Eve until I have something to celebrate. And I'm a very cut and dry person when it comes to certain things. The gray area. And, you know, it's like I just turned it off. And I think I've done the same thing with my birthdays for a long time, is that I feel happy about 80% of my chart, of my sheet, of my my flow chart, my cost-benefit analysis chart. How you doing? I feel okay about it. But the other 20%, I feel, could still use some work. And I think that a lot of times we always look at the things that aren't perfect, the things that we feel hold us down, what we consider our, in parentheses, failure, which I don't like to use failure. I don't like failure. I don't care if you put it in parentheses. I don't care if you italicize it. I don't care if you just get rid of it, because I don't believe in failures. I believe that if you try, and I believe not even more than trying, let's get past trying here, because I think we're all old enough to and wise enough to realize that we can't try anything. Nobody tried to drive down the street. Nobody tried to be successful. You can either be successful or you can drive down the street, but trying it ain't going to help you. I mean, failure to me, if you work and try at something, doesn't exist. Failure to me is not trying at all. Failure to me is just not doing it. And I think a lot of times we beat ourselves up because we say, you know, hey, I should have been here, I should have been there by this point, by this age. And I think it gets in our mind and it gets ingrained into our brain about how successful we truly are. Think about it. How successful are we really? And I think that when we try to extrapolate that and put that into how we celebrate our birthday, I think we might lose out. And I've been doing this for years where I say I'm going to have a celebration and I don't. And just right before the show, a friend of mine called me. We've been friends since middle school. And he said, you know, when are we going to celebrate your birthday? And I said, you know, we'll do it next week. We'll do it the following week. He's like, you said that last year. And I don't know if you're going to do it. I don't know if I'm going to believe you or not, and if this is really going to happen. And I said, you know, I don't know. And he said, I know. And he knows that it's based on and predicated on the fact of how successful I feel. And what makes success? You know, what makes us feel successful? What makes success? And I think success is derived on many levels. I think our personal success is derived on how we treat people, on how we live our life, on what we do here on planet Earth, on what we create here, because what we create is so important. What kind of lasting creations are we providing? You know, and when I think about that more and more, I feel like, man, I should have a party. But it's funny how sometimes birthdays can make us sentimental, or they can make us hard on ourselves. I mean, you have a relative or a close friend that always celebrates their birthday like massive style. And then you have a relative or a close friend or a family member that never talks about it. I mean, the most birthday comments they get is on Facebook or birthday cards, and nobody talks about it because they don't talk about it and they're not supposed to bring it up. And then you got a lot of us in the middle that don't know what to do. Are we supposed to celebrate? Are we not supposed to celebrate? What are we supposed to do? And what does this day really mean? Is this day supposed to have greater meaning? Is this day supposed to be the day of all days for the year? You know, in my case, is this day the day that we grade our life? So stay tuned. We return to be talking more about birthdays, as well as the aging and the correlation with birthdays, and understand how we're really handling getting a year older. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we've been talking about birthdays, but more important than birthdays is the way we handle them. I mean, I think it's interesting because I love my birthday, and being that I'm on the air on my birthday, on 6-6, I must care a lot about my listeners. And even better yet, it's interesting how we all tend to handle our birthdays differently. You know, I've had tendencies of either sweeping it under the rug. I've had some times where I want to have the biggest bash, and on other times I want to act like it doesn't even exist. And that's really interesting to see how we deal with it. And like I was talking about earlier in the show, I feel that a lot of times we deal with it this way because we either feel like we're behind the eight ball or we wish we would be in a different place in our lives. So, you know, I've been trying to get somebody to call in, and I've been hoping that someone would call in, and better yet, someone to call in that had my same birthday. That's what I was looking for, and that's what I got. Will, glad to have you live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, actually. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How's your night going so far?
It's going good. I like the weather so far. It's pretty sunny outside, but I don't know. It's going.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So we both have the same birthday, 6-6. Woohoo!
Yay.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I mean, I think it's awesome to meet a fellow 6-6er. It's kind of a big deal in that respect because, you know, hey, it's 1 day out of the whole year, you know, and so it's kind of a rarity. So talk to me. I've been talking tonight about how a lot of times with our birthdays, I mean, the birthday itself is important. I'm not trying to overlook the fact, but a lot of times it's the way we handle it. How do you handle your birthday?
Well, I tend to have like a small get together gathering of like a few friends, just like close friends. And, you know, I try not to make too big of a deal out of it. I try to go out, have a dinner or, you know, probably try to get some drinks, but really nothing like no spectacles or anything like that.
So you kind of do more of a low key type thing, kind of keeping it cool, keeping it on the down low, doing your thing with a special small group.
Yeah. I find that way it's like not too much pressure as far as like trying to make sure everybody else is having a good time, you know?
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even think about that. Everybody else. And you're right. A lot of times at a birthday celebration, you're not really celebrating. You're over there worrying if everybody else is having a good time.
Yeah. So that's why I usually do like a low key type celebration. So then that way it's like not much of a issue for me to think about.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that's cool because when I was younger, now that kind of brings up some more ideas. I've been basically doing self-counseling tonight on the show for myself. And I've been thinking about how, you know, why was it that when I was younger, you know, you had so many birthdays? And I think it's because our parents pushed us, at least my mom did. You know, I was talking about having, you know, a Cabbage Patch or a My Little Pony's birthday. And, you know, for the guys, I'm sure G.I. Joe and various other characters. But it's interesting. I think you're right, because I've had birthdays before where I was constantly asking people, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
And worried about
it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you feel where you are in life right now? I mean, do you feel pretty good about where you are? I mean, in correlation with the fact that this is another year past?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel pretty good in terms of, like, everything I've been able to, like, accomplish within the last year. I'm not exactly where I want to be, of course, but like there's always room for improvement. That's how I look at it. But I guess for the most part, like for another year to go by, you know, I had a few goals that I wanted to have accomplished and I didn't really quite make those goals by this time, you know?
I understand. I mean, I'm kind of in that same position too. I was talking about that earlier as well. I don't know if you caught that or not, but I was talking about, you know, I think a lot of times we have these goals and we measure success based on certain things. And if I look at it and I really piecemeal it out, you know, like personal successes or things that I've created or people that I've helped, that puts it in a different light. If I correlate it, however, with financial status and position, that's when I begin to get a little down.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I wish that I actually had gotten a little bit. I wish I got that one raise that I was like working for But, you know, evaluation kind of fell through, I guess. And, yeah, I guess when I try to look at the financial aspect of the monetary goals that I had set up for myself, it kind of makes it a little bit more of a downer.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel a little bit, too, because it's like, I think a lot of it, too, has to do with the fact that I am judging myself and rating myself against other people, which is never a good thing, but I'm also doing it. And this is something that I talk about, you know, in sessions with clients, even, about how, you know, the idea of rating yourself or judging yourself against other people doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's human nature. It's human nature to do.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, I never really thought about it like that. Because I guess typically I try not to compare myself to others because I know that we're all different. We're all working, like, walking our own path. But I can't not help but to do that, you know. Whether it's, like, family members or some of my close friends, I just kind of see myself, like, not performing to, like, the optimal level. So I guess that, yeah, like, if I think about it like that, then, yeah, it does kind of make me feel a little bit more, like I didn't really, like, you know, I've been off the ball. You know, I didn't really quite make it.
Yeah, that's where I get a lot of times. And I think that's, I was also comparing birthdays too. Like my birthday, the way I celebrate my birthday, it seems to be kind of in correlation to the way I celebrate my New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? Like there were years in the past where I'd have a big blowout, but now it's like I literally celebrate very similar. I still have the same hangups as far as thinking about, because it's like a milestone. It's like a year milestone, both of them. You know, that's the end of 1 year. And then the birthday is, you know, it's been 365 days. And it just really, it's almost like a tally sheet. It's like, it's more so that I need to sit down in like some sort of like woods with a tent out there and get a fire started and write down all the things that I've done. And maybe that might be a good birthday, you know, maybe a bottle of whiskey or something and figure it out.
Yeah, definitely have to have alcohol with it. Definitely.
I know, right? I mean, something's got to take the edge off.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Help me, Lord.
I mean, I guess like I never really also thought about it like New Year's as well. Like usually I try to like limit it to like, okay, for instance, 2014 compared to 2015. But like when I actually look at my own age, it's a little bit more of a difficult thing for me because, you know, I'm getting older, you know, like, and when I'm getting older, it's like, I feel like I don't have as much time as I did before to do some of the things that I want to do. And I'm like, okay, well, there's these goals that I had set up, you know, like, I'm pushing 30. So I'm in the twilight of my 20s right now. So it's like, I kind of think about like everything I could have done from like when I was younger to like, you know, my mid 20s and now I'm 20 something. And it's like, Yeah, I can't help but just kind of like think about it as like, it's like a big moniker that I have on my face. You know, like if people ask me how old I am, I'm like, okay, this is how old I am. And then they're looking at me and I'm like, okay, well, where am I at right now? Like, what experiences have I experienced? You know, like what stories do I have to bring to the table? And it's usually, it's kind of like one of those things where I kind of find it a little bit disconcerting, you know?
Yeah. No, I understand completely. You put it in specific form and it makes it very understandable, I think, for everybody listening, because I think for the most part, most people can understand where that is and where you are. And I think most people kind of feel that way, because I think that once the older we get, the more time ticks away, the things that we want to achieve, you know, and it becomes even more important. And I guess maybe the party stops being so important and then we start realizing the time that we have left. Maybe it's just, you know, our own, you know, mortality kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a little heavy on our birthday, right? No, anyway,
I'm
so glad you called in, Will, and I hope that we can actually celebrate our birthday together. I'm so glad we had the same birthday. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. thank you for having me. Thank you. It's really rare to find someone with the same birthday, so I'm kind of cool. It's kind of cool to like celebrate with you, actually.
Man, you rock. This is great. So we're celebrating right here on the air tonight. Gonna have a little bit of party here. Gonna get a little cake, you know, maybe fictitious cake, but either way, we're gonna eat some cake and we're gonna have some fun. So stay tuned. When we return, I'm gonna be talking about aging, and I'm gonna be talking about the whole system of aging and what happens with that and how we can actually deal with that and how we can step up to the plate and feel younger than we ever have. Thanks, Will, for joining us on Perspectives. Love to have your input here again.
All right, thank you.
And we'll have a great show for you still. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about birthdays. We've been talking about how we actually handle our birthday. And it's very interesting because I think a lot of us have a tendency of either not handling it at all, having a small, unique, little organized group like Will was talking about earlier because he didn't want to worry if other people were having fun. You know, some of us like to sweep it under the rug because we feel like we're a little behind the eight ball. Like we feel we could be more successful. Others of us don't care. We don't care what we've done. We're going to celebrate and we're going to have fun. And I kind of sometimes wonder if maybe that's the best way of looking at it. Because maybe that's the concept of celebrating life. You know, but I think we should celebrate life every day. I don't think that a birthday has to be categorically the time that we actually celebrate our life. What about celebrating it 365 days of the year? You know, but sometimes we take those days for granted and our birthday happens to pop up and we go, well, yep, we were born on this day, so we're supposed to do something on this day. It kind of reminds you of Christmas. You don't just sit there and do nothing. You go do something, right? New Year's Eve reminds me of birthdays because it's one of those days that you want to plan and you normally get over freaked out because you've planned so much or you haven't planned anything. It's like Halloween. You don't know what you're going to go as. All of a sudden, the time comes and you're supposed to head to the party and you got nothing. You got squat. You got squat. And what do? You make some sort of like easy stop over at the Walgreens and get a mask, or you go as something you came as the last year and the year before that and the year before that, or you go as yourself or you go as a couple. And, you know, that's the thing, is that it's kind of the same as birthdays to me. Is I feel like it's like the prom. It's like it's very stressful. You got to plan it. Or you just go into it three sheets to the wind and figure it out. But I think there's more to the reason why we handle our birthdays differently. I think there's more to the reason why some of us choose to celebrate. Why some of us choose to sweep it under the rug. Why some of us actually get hostile, actually get solidly hostile when people bring up their birthday. And why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? You know why? It's because it has to do with the aging process. Birthdays are directly correlated with aging. Every time we have a birthday, we get a year older. And I know half of you are telling me, Ashley, just be quiet already. I don't want to hear the fact about how I'm getting older. It's like when you have friends that have kids and the kids are at that age where, you know, they're still interested in the year and a half. Like I'm 12 and a half, you know? I mean, how many of us female adults are interested in adding halves or a year to our birthday? Not many of us. There's some of y'all like to be older. Why that is, I don't know. But I know that some of y'all actually lie to make yourself older. But for the other group of people that lie to make themselves younger, let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. And it's interesting when those kids get growing up and, you know, you were there with the birth of the child. Like I have a friend of mine, I was there for his firstborn. I came to the hospital and held the baby and everything else and ate some cookies and had a good time. And the other day he goes, yep, 10 years old. I'm like, 10 years old? Holy moly, where's the Tylenol? 10 years old. I mean, stop aging already. You're cute. Stay 10. Don't get any older. Nobody wants to see you get any older. But you know, it's funny. We don't have that deal with the kids. You know, like the kids are going to get older like we are, and we can't stop them. We can't put them in some sort of cryogenic freezing machine that freezes them and keeps them young forever. And it's a sad state of affairs because aging is a scary part of life because it's like our own mortality. But even more than that, it's like, what have we achieved? And right now, I want to talk about how aging and birthdays have that inherent correlation. And first of all, I want to talk about how a lot of us deal with it. And I always think it's interesting, like I was saying, the people that actually make themselves older. Like when people talk to them, they go, oh, I'm this age. And like, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not turning 65 for another 4.5 years. But they got to talk about it. You know, and then you have friends of mine, and I don't say anything because I don't say anything about people that add time to their life. I don't subtract years. I don't say a word. I'm actually a big proponent of it because I believe that the less we identify with a number age, the better we are health-wise, the better we are physically, the better we are mentally. I feel that if we don't sit there and pigeonhole ourselves based on an age, I feel like we can stay young forever. I mean, at least in our mind and our hearts. I mean, think about it. If we don't define ourselves by a specific age, and we allow ourselves to grow and to prosper and to succeed without putting that stigma on ourselves, I think inherently we stay the same age. And this is speaking from a person that has direct issues with aging. Because aging is one of those things that scares us all to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Like it kind of freaks us out because what's going to happen next? What's the inevitable? What's going to happen? And I have some friends out there that are always talking about the bucket list. And I thought that was a cute movie, but I just don't like the title. I think maybe having some clever and amazing goals for ourselves. To really think about the things that matter. To really think about the places we want to be. And the experiences we want to have. You know, sometimes I catch myself thinking about material goods. And I forget about the experiences. And life is based on experiences. It's not based on the cars we buy. It's not based on the houses we live in, even though that can be an experience. But it's based on those experiences that change our life. And so what is it that we can do on a certain specific basis that can align us into our purpose and make aging more of a sense of direction and defining than a sense of the end? And, you know, what I was talking about earlier in the first hour is the concept of, you know, kind of defining ourselves by our age and seeing our setbacks and the things that we could have done better, the things we'd like to do better, the things that we haven't gotten to do yet. I mean, how many places do you want to visit that you haven't been able to visit yet? How many different countries do you want to check out that you haven't had the ability to do so? Those are some things that I might write down. I mean, an honest evaluation, not just blanket statements, but an honest evaluation of places you'd like to visit, cultures you'd like to check out, things you'd like to experience. Write that down in a list. Create a list. Create a concept and a list and a way to get there. At least write down what it is you want to accomplish. Because I think if we have a roadmap, we feel better about the aging process. Because when I think about aging, like the first thought that comes through my mind isn't really a thought. It's a bunch of thoughts muddled together, creating nothing. Because it's just stress. It's anxiety. Because it's anxious and there's anxiety filled about the fact of, well, I want to be here. And every year is another year that I haven't gotten there yet. And I know that, you know, 50 is the new 30. And I think that's because, you know, we're living longer, we're living healthier, we're being able to take better care of ourselves, we're eating better, we're eating more consciously, we're eating cleaner food, we're eating a certain way, we're thinking about our diet, we're thinking about exercise, we're thinking about sleep, we're thinking about all that stuff. And I think that's why 50 is the new 30. But I think also it can be in our own mind and in our own heart, we don't have a specific age. I mean, because honestly, we all are to a degree ageless. And everything is really happening on the same time. I mean, timing is an interesting illumination. I don't like to wear watches just for that fact is because I feel that, you know, I make sure that I'm at my meetings on time. I use my phone, my iPhone for the time. But I kind of have that internal clock, but yet I know that everything's relative. And I know that there's not really a specific time that I'm supposed to experience a specific experience. And I get that. And I think that, you know, timing is everything to a degree. I mean, think about it. How do we deal with our birthdays? How do we deal with aging? The people that make themselves older, the people that make themselves younger, the people that just downright lie, and the people that don't care. And aging is an interesting process. When we return, we're talking more about how to handle the aging process gracefully and what you can do to have an amazing life. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we've been talking about how to handle the aging process gracefully. Gracefully. Say the grace, please. Seriously, how to handle the aging process gracefully. How do we do that? And also, how to really create an amazing life. How do we create an amazing life and deal with the aging process and overcome our hang-ups about aging and birthdays and feeling like you're behind the eight ball and not feeling like you're at the same spot or the spot you want to be at successfully in your career, in your life, at the given moment right now? And I think one of the best ways that we can deal with aging and put it behind us is to really not identify with our age, to identify with what's inside. And one of the things that I like to talk about, especially when I'm with my clients, is when they try to identify themselves with their age, I say, really, let that go. That's just a number. Let's really focus on what's within you. And I think that when we're able to look at it that way, I think that we can age inherently gracefully, because you're not telling your mind, you're not telling yourself every day, oh, I'm supposed to be older. I'm supposed to be old, I'm supposed to be this, I'm supposed to be that. Because I've actually seen studies where people are dealt with like being told they're old, being told they're slow, that kind of sort of thing, and they start to believe it. I mean, think about when people have to live in situations where they have to be surrounded all the time, being taken care of, kind of show that they're, you know, they're kind of older, and they start acting that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole mind game. And let's not play a mind game on ourselves, because I think we got to stay in the game of life. We got to stick in it. And the way that we can be agile and we can be virile and we can make and do what we need to do is to go in there and play from a position of you, of me, being us, being authentic, being true to ourselves. And so let's start talking about how we can have a wonderful, amazing life, be authentic in the process, and put aging behind us and let it work for us. You know, the first thing is that we want to stop our personal judgment. Think about it. One of the things about aging that becomes an issue is that we judge ourselves based on our age. I'm this age, I should be doing this. I'm that age, I should have been doing that. You know how many people wish they would have gone to college when they got out of high school? Do you know how many people wish they wouldn't have flunked out of college the first time and had to take summer school or had to go to a community college? And they're like, now I'm 2 years behind. How many people had to go to work to take care of their families, right? And they couldn't go to school. They had to put it off for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. And I mean, so there's a lot of people that are probably out there comparing themselves, wishing that they had become more, quotation marks, successful, in quotation marks, by a certain age. But is that really what we need to be looking at? Because maybe that would have never come to pass. So I think we have to stop judging ourselves, stop our personal judgment, because it's like we're our own judge, jury, and executioner. We're constantly judging ourselves, making ourselves feel lesser than, taking ourselves down a notch, and making it true to ourselves that we don't feel good about ourselves because we're not good enough. And I think that's where aging and birthdays become a problem, because we look at the birthday as another aging thing, especially when we don't feel like that year we did enough or we weren't that successful. We also have to stop, in the process of stopping our personal judgment, we have to put a ceasefire to comparing ourselves to others. When we compare ourselves to others, we're basically virtually judging ourselves again. Not only are we judging ourselves, but we're judging others. And we can't honestly judge others because we don't know what they're dealing with. We have no idea about their life. We have no idea about what's going on. I mean, even the closest of our friends, You can know about 70% of what's going on, but there's still stuff you don't know. And some of our friends are kind of a mystery, an enigma. You really have no idea what's going on. And if we try to judge ourselves based on that, what kind of judgment are we making? I mean, it's idiotic. I mean, we're judging ourselves against something that we know nothing about. We're making assumptions and judgment calls, and it's always hurting us because we are judging ourselves usually against the perfect image of them. That perfect image is something that they can't even live up to, much less us, because it doesn't exist. But yet we still slave and sweat and cuss ourselves out on a daily basis because we wish we were as good as so-and-so. Why couldn't we be as talented as so-and-so? Why couldn't we have a career like so-and-so? Why couldn't we be in a position like so-and-so? Why does nothing ever happen for me? And why do they always get the award? And so this personal judgment is a big deal. And the personal judgment gets in the way of celebrating a lot of things. Like, why do I deserve this? What have I done to deserve this? Why, nothing's changed in my career. I didn't even get that raise, like Will was talking about. You know, it puts it in perspective. And it colors things and it changes things because we start wondering about our self-worth. And when we start worrying about our self-worth, we start going down a slippery slope. Because that can take us into mild depression to deep depression. It can put us in a bad place. And the self-worth question, we have to sit there and understand, I am worthy. I'm, you know, if you are doing the right thing, being a good person, being straight up, being authentic, working your tail off and doing everything you need to do, you got it going on. But when we try to compare ourselves to others that we might think are working harder or working smarter or making more money, seem to have it all together, stop. It doesn't do anything but hurt us. It doesn't do anything but put us down and make us feel bad. And we don't need to feel bad. We're good people. We don't need to feel bad. We need to feel good. We need to feel happy. We need to feel well rested and understand that we have something to offer. We are changing the world in our own way. And let's step up to the plate. You know, the next thing that we want to do is we want to see the world and other people with solid clarity. And we want to see them with solid clarity without perceived perceptions and perceived notions that get in the way of us seeing the truth. You know, a lot of times we don't see the world and we don't see people around us with pure clarity. Instead, it's quite the opposite. We kind of color the picture based upon our situation, based upon what we think we need to do. You know what I'm talking about. And we do this. And it usually causes problems because, one, we either don't get to really know them. Two, we put a wall or a barrier up. Three, we make judgment calls on them because we think one way or another, which impairs us from getting close to them, which hampers a relationship in the future. Think about it. Anytime that we make snap judgment based on perceived notion, we take ourselves out of life. We take ourselves out of living. We take ourselves away from what truly, truly matters. And that's what's so important is we really got to think about it. What will offer me more clarity? And I think when we talk about birthdays, I think one of the things I'm going to be doing tonight after I leave the studio, and even tomorrow, the following day, before the next show, is that I'm going to really focus on what I've accomplished this year. What have I accomplished between June 6th of 2014 in June 6th of 2015. What have I accomplished? I'm going to write that down. I'm going to write down some goals that I have. Even more goals than I already have in a business plan. I'm going to write down some goals that are important to me on various levels. And I think through that and celebrating that, I can actually celebrate my birthday in a special way. Because I will actually be giving gratitude and I will look at my life with clarity instead of judging myself, eliminating myself from life. Instead of doing that, I can sit there and look at things with clarity and honest truth and say, you know what, Ashley, you've done a good job. And I'm proud of you. And I think with that in mind, that's something that we want to think about for a birthday celebration. And I think that takes us out of not having clarity, that actually clarifies what we've done this last year. It allows us to understand. And maybe it allows us to, you know, maybe relish in some of our triumphs that we kind of took for granted when they were happening. When we return, we'll be talking more about seeing life with clarity, as well as how to create a perfect standard or a good standard to be better than you were yesterday. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about the aging process, how to age gracefully, how to deal with birthdays, but better yet, how to handle it, how to handle that one-year mile marker, that milestone, you might say. 365 days since the last time I had a birthday. What have I accomplished lately? What am I proud of? And right before the break, I was talking about maybe a good idea for a celebration for a birthday is to sit down with yourself and write out what you've accomplished. The things that, you know, you can at least maybe start to relish in. Because I know for a lot of us go-getters out there, we don't really, you know, we don't really toot our own horn. Toot our own horn. What a funny saying. We don't really pat ourselves on the back. We don't really toot our own horn. You know, instead, a lot of times we gloss over the things that we do well because we're kind of running. We're running to get to the next finish line because we got to hit that goal. We got to get this done. We got to make this happen. We got to get here. We got to get there. We got to accomplish that. We got to be successful. We got to do it now. Now, people, now, we got to get it done now. And, you know, that's something that we have to think about, is that we have to step back and realize that a lot of times we're judging ourselves throughout the year and we're comparing ourselves to others when we don't need to be doing that. Because what happens when we compare ourselves to others takes us out of living. It takes us out of living. It takes us away from living life. And that's what's so crucial, is that when we become a judger of others, a judger of ourselves, when we start comparing ourselves, what happens? We take ourselves, we put us on the sidelines, and we start living vicariously through other people, and we find our own lives not so interesting. We find our own lives as being lesser, as missing something, having some missing pieces, worried, wondering if we'll ever get to that next level. And we begin to question ourselves and undermine ourselves, undermine our direction, our purpose, our self-worth, ultimately leading to the fact of that we could start feeling depression. We could start feeling a little, well, maybe we're not on the right track. Start questioning ourselves. And when we begin to question ourselves, it takes a toll on ourselves. When we know what we're doing the right thing, and we have the focus, and we have the purpose, and all the puzzle pieces haven't been put into place yet on this universe to create it, we got to go fast toward it. We got to keep going steady. Because when we start questioning it, we get off task. But sometimes that's easier said than done. Because when you believe in something wholeheartedly, and you're still working and working and working, and you're still trying to grab that carrot, and you still can't touch the carrot, and your finger's right at the end of the carrot, you can touch it, boom, but you can't grab it. And you go, oh, I'm so close. And then the next day you look up and the carrot's higher up. I got to have a ladder to get to that. And you're constantly like, man, if I could just get there. And I think maybe the reason why we have difficulty with birthdays is we're not really focusing on the process anymore. We're not focusing on the life process. Because does that one day matter, or does every day of the year matter? You know, we want to see life with clarity and without perceived notions. And I was talking about how we wanted to stop personal judgment, stop comparing ourselves to others. But even as important as that is to see with clarity. To see the world and the people around you without preconceived perceptions and notions that cloud our judgment and that cloud our mind and make us feel divided from other people. You know, it's interesting, the mind wants to kind of divide you because it wants to create this thing called the ego, right? And the ego is one of those things that wants to divide you from other people. And it's not just those, you know, high and mighty egotistical people. Sometimes it can actually make us feel insecure. Sometimes it can make us feel out of place. It depends on the way that your ego works, because it's the mind controlling you to make you feel a certain way. And a lot of times when we go into, every time mostly, when we go into a situation with perceived notions and specific beliefs that really don't have factual evidence, we usually come to the wrong conclusion. I mean, more times than not, when we make judgment calls, we come to the wrong conclusion. And we're left there holding the bag. And so the last thing we want to do is to walk into situations and have a perceived notion and basically take ourselves out of the game. It's the same as making judgment calls on ourselves and others. It's the same as comparing ourselves, because that comparison is perceived. It's not real. You can't compare yourself to someone else. You're completely different. You can't compare yourself to somebody else because y'all don't even have the same life. It has nothing to do with each other. It's not even comparing apples and oranges, because at least that's comparing fruit. This is so different, because we all have a different type of life. We all have a different purpose, and we all have a reason. And so to try to compare that to other people really takes away from our value and takes away from their value too. You know, the next step in creating an amazing life is to set your standard. I call it my Ashley standard. Add your first name and call it your standard. You don't want to try to be better than others. You know, that's not even needed. That's not necessary. But we want to try to be better than ourselves daily. More than that, we want to be better than ourselves daily. Watch when you say trying. When we use the word trying, we take ourselves out of the action role and we become trying. Think about it. When somebody is trying, that means they're trying your nerves. They're getting on your nerves. They're trying your everlasting nerve. So you don't want to be trying, because trying doesn't mean anything. I can try to turn the doorknob. I can try to push the door open in the studio. Am I pushing the door open or am I trying? I push the door open in the studio to leave the studio. And a lot of times we confuse that. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to better my life. I'm trying to be the best person. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying. Okay, great. Trying is trying, but do it. Our language and the way we speak to ourselves and to others is so vitally important. Think about it. I am better than I was yesterday. I am true. I am authentic. I'm not trying to be authentic. I'm not trying to be true. I'm not trying to be honest. I'm honest. I'm truthful and I'm authentic. And that's who I am. And that's what I'll be. And that's the key. And that's from A to B. And if you want to create a specific mantra for yourself, which will work really well, it will do wonders for your life. Go on to my website at AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess, BERGES.com. Check it out. You'll see it. You'll see my blog. I have two different blogs. One's the radio blog and one is the blog. And go to the blog. There's a really cool blog about mantras, and I've written out a mantra, and you can change it a little bit to be specific, but I think you'll really like what's there and it'll resonate with you at a higher frequency level. And if you start using that on a daily basis and reading that in the morning when you wake up, and even reading it before you go to bed, it's going to put things into perspective for you, and it's going to make you feel very good about where you are. And even better than yet, you're going to make yourself even better than you were yesterday. You're going to stop trying. You're going to stop working on something. You're going to stop trying. You're going to be it. You're going to be good. You're going to be authentic. You're going to be greatness. You know, the next thing is that we have to realize our importance. We have to realize our importance and the importance of others, because that's how we understand life. Other people are not just there in our life to make it interesting or to entertain us like court jesters. And I think we need to realize that everybody has a place. Now, whether or not you choose to participate with them, whether or not you choose to spend time with them, is all about you. But when we realize that everything in this world, every bird, every tree, everything has a place. And we realize that because of that, that means that we have a place. And because of that, that means that everybody else has a place. It puts things in greater perspective. One of the things that I learned at a young age, I think it just came second nature, and I was dealing with a lot of health issues my whole life, which is fine. And it put life into perspective because I realized that, you know what, we don't always have it, so we might want to hold it and take it as a precious gift. But one of the things I did as a child and all the way through my whole life is I talked to absolutely everybody. I make eye contact, and I speak to people. And even if they don't talk back, they don't say hi, sometimes you take it personally, but most of the time you just let it go. Because you realize that a lot of people aren't used to that. It's out of their comfort zone. Or they're just kind of literally taken aback by you speaking to them. I can't remember how many times I've said, hey, how you doing to somebody that's a bank teller, to anybody that's in a service industry type function where they go, fine, how are you doing? And then later on, they come back at the end and go, sorry about earlier. Nobody ever asked me how I'm doing. Think about it. I have friends absolutely everywhere. And it's like, you know, I love my life in that sense that I know everybody because I've allowed myself to know everybody. I'm not scared of this world. This world's a pretty good place. And because I see it as a good place, I see the goodness in it. I'll be driving down the street and I'll see the goodness. And I was driving down the other day and there was a homeless man that lives under the bridge pretty close to the studio area. And one time I went by there and I brought him a sleeping bag. I went out and bought a sleeping bag and I walked out there. A friend of mine walked out there with me. And he looked at me and goes, thank you, but I don't need it. I already have enough sleeping bags. I appreciate it. Maybe you can give that to someone else. And I remember leaving there and I was thinking, huh, okay. But then as I left there, and my friend was kind of like, that's crazy. And I was like, well, you know what? Not really. I mean, they actually care that someone else gets the sleeping bag. And about a few weeks ago, I was driving by that same area and I saw a young lady walking up under the overpass with a pallet of water. And he got up and met her in the middle there, and she handed the water, and he patted her on the back, and she walked back. He only wanted to take what he could use. I was driving the other day as well, and I saw this kid, probably about 16, holding one long-stem red rose waiting outside of a high school. Adorable. I see children playing. I see parents playing. I see people of all ages smiling. And there was a time when I was going through a difficult time. And I wasn't happy, really. And this is years and years ago, but when you're not happy, nobody else is happy around you either. And you see the unhappiness and the discontent in people's eyes. Because you're looking for it, because it's within you. Everybody has good, bad. Everybody has happy and sad. It's just how much of it do you lead with? Stay tuned when we return. We'll be talking more about the things you can do to have an amazing life and how we can let aging go past us and we can age gracefully. Stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. You
could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we've been talking about how to age gracefully, how to let go of that age card and live your life, and how to have a really amazing life, an authentic life that you can be proud of and that you can celebrate. You know, because you're right, life is about celebrating. We don't necessarily have to celebrate our birthday with a big blowout. We don't have to wake up next to the toilet the next day. But what we can do is we can celebrate our life on a daily basis. And how we do that is like what I was talking about earlier. Creating a list of the things that you've accomplished that you're proud of. You've had 365 days since your last birthday and you've done a lot. It's time to write that down and to observe that and to feel that. Because as we go through life, we seem to kind of like push our successes under the doormat. We forget about it. We push it under the rug. We you know, we're happy. We get the medal. We put it on the counter. We put it up on the bookcase and we walk away. And that's the last we see of that trophy or that medal until we, you know, kind of go over there again in a few years and go, oh, man, I remember when I won that. And we also realize how much we took that for granted, too, as in a way, because we were so busy trying to get to the next level, get up to the next step, walk up that bridge, walk up that ladder, and continue to better ourselves, to increase our ability, to be more successful, to gain knowledge. So I was talking about the ways that we can have an amazing life. First off is we want to stop the personal judgment, and we want to stop comparing ourselves to others. Because as we are, if we're still judging ourselves and we're still comparing ourselves to others, we're in a bad position. Because we're going to be in a deficit. We're always going to be a hamster on a wheel running around. We're never going to be able to stop because we're never good enough to stop. This judgment is something that keeps us down and keeps us from celebrating our life and keeps us from living our life, the life that we ought to lead. And that life that we lead and that life that we have is so important because it's our life to live. We have this. It's our time to shine. It's our time to honestly and authentically be ourselves and make the most of it. We want to see life with perfect clarity. We want to see it without perceived notions, without perceived judgment calls. Because guess what? This allows us to get to know others, allows us to be happy and to relish in others' champions and other people's achievements. You know, also, this allows us to see ourselves with clarity. You know, a lot of times we label ourselves, we're not good at something. That's not our strength. Those are our weaknesses. And I'd like to step back and say, you know what? I don't know if I believe in weaknesses. I think all of us have things that we're really strong with. And all of us have things that we're really enlightened with. And we're endowed with abilities that don't come around all the time. But everybody has those endowments. What we do with it is what matters. First of all, we got to find it. First off, we got to find it. And then we got to act from it. And once we find what that is, we can move forward. And we can move forward a lot better when we're not judging ourselves on purpose. We're not judging ourselves on how good we are. And when we think more clearly in the fact that we can actually attain these things. Not only actually attain, but we are attaining now. We are doing it. We are constructing this. We are benefiting. We want to set the standard bar. We want to set the standard. We want to be better than we were yesterday. We don't want to be better than others. We're not trying to beat out everybody else. We're just being better than we were yesterday. We got to get rid of trying, we're being. And as we become more of a person of being, we become more comfortable in our own skin. We become more comfortable in our own life. And that life becomes so amazing because we're able to see it for all its glory and all its amazing color and just fun, synchronicity, unique properties that for the most part, when we're not living this way, we don't see. We overlook those things or we take them for granted. Hence why sometimes birthdays tend to mean more because we realize we've taken ourselves for granted all year long. We've got to do something. Last but not least, we want to realize the importance of ourselves and the importance of everything in nature and the importance of other people. Think about it. Once we're able to recognize the importance of nature and the people around you and yourself, you understand that everybody is important. Everybody has a place. And my place isn't better than their place, and their place isn't better than my place, and vice versa. It's not about that. It's about building each other up. It's about helping people. It's about creating bridges. It's about creating a life that inspires and allows people to become enlightened by being around you. I mean, I think a lot of times we take for granted the fact that a lot of people around us are learning from us on a daily basis, and we don't realize it. And so open your eyes to that. Turn on the light bulb. Ding! They're learning by what you do. They're following your actions. And so if we look at it from that standpoint, and we're living authentically, that means that we're actually being ourselves. And we're being our best self. Being ourself at the highest level we can achieve. So it's not just about being us. I mean, authentic is great, but authentically a good person that is being their best self, meaning doing what's best, helping, educating, and realizing that other people are watching you, and because other people are watching and learning from you, act accordingly. You know, when it comes to birthdays and when it comes to aging, we got to let it go. I think we have to have fun in life. And I think if you choose to have a birthday party 6 months after your birthday, so be it. If you choose to have a birthday party every day of your life, that's great. If you choose to sweep it under the rug and not look at it, think about why. Because tonight I've thought about why. I've thought about why I choose to sometimes sweep mine under the rug because I felt not as successful as other people. And I based it on monetary reasons. And if you're doing something similar to that, realize it. Don't sell yourself short based on that, because life is too short, honestly. It's too short to base success on certain things. And we have to celebrate ourselves and celebrate our friends and celebrate the people in our lives and celebrate the universe and understand that this is an amazing time for us. It's an amazing time to be on this planet. And we have so many gifts to offer and so many people to inspire. And those people that we inspire will love us forever and we will love them. And the more we allow ourselves to be ourselves and to be, the more we allow love into our life, the less preconceived notions that we create allows for the more authentic exchange of ideas and conversation between people. That leads to more healthier lifestyles and more healthier relationships and more longer lasting relationships than we've ever known. It allows us to contemplate and to talk philosophy and to get deep and to understand the reasons why people do what they do, to understand their true perspective, because that's why we're here and that's why we do what we do. Find your true perspective. Live your authentic life. Be the best you. And every day will be your birthday. And you won't be thinking about aging at least as much as you do now. We have a great show for you next. If you have any questions, go on ashleyburgess.com. If you'd like to check out any of my old past shows or any of the best shows, you can check out Cerebral Studios or texasmusic.com. As well as I'm starting up a new show called Ashley's Best. And if you know of somebody that has a product or service or a company that exudes and talks about authentic lifestyle and helps propel the authentic lifestyle, let me know. Go online to ashleyburgess.com, click on the contact page, write me a note, and I will contact you personally immediately. Have a wonderful night, and Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in 3 shakes.